This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
How John Hughes and his crew perfected the teen movie genre of the 1980s. Discover how John Hughes and his circle of directors shaped the ultimate 80s teen movie experience, blending humor, heart, and iconic 1980s pop culture. Remembering the masters of the teen movie, John Hughes and his influencers. You know, there's something incredibly nostalgic and kind of magical about those 80s movies that seem to capture the teenage experience so perfectly. And if you grew up around that time, you've probably spent some serious time quoting, mimicking, or swooning over John Hughes's teen films, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off or The Breakfast Club. But here's what's cool. John Hughes wasn't just a solo genius. Oh no, he kind of created this whole ecosystem of teen film directors who were crafting those iconic stories that still get referenced, parodied, and loved decades later. Now, before we get all sentimental, I gotta throw it out there. If you want a truly fun read about growing up in the 1980s, check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's exactly what it says on the tin, a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s with all the awkwardness, charm, and chaos you'd expect. Anyway, back to John Hughes and his gang. So, what made John Hughes's teen movies so special? And how did his influence feed off and into those other directors? Let's break it down. First up, John Hughes himself. This guy had an uncanny ability to find the genuine heart buried beneath all those hormonal teen dramas. His films weren't just about snappy 80s fashion, although those oversized sweaters and members-only jackets deserve a nod. 80s music blaring from tiny radios, or iconic playground conversations in mall food courts, they were about real emotion. I'm talking about feeling awkward in love, the desperate desire to be understood, and the painful but hilarious journey of self-discovery. Chris Columbus. If you remember Home Alone or Adventures in Babysitting, that's Chris. Now, he didn't work directly with Hughes all the time, but he rode that wave of 80s teen and kid-centric storytelling beautifully. His films carry that same mix of humor and warmth, along with the insane energy of kids trying to make sense of a bizarre world. Plus, his take often veered into family antics, showing the chaos behind that suburban 1980s veneer. Molly Ringwald's directors. Okay, Molly Ringwald, the unofficial poster girl of 80s teen flicks, worked with a handful of directors, but many times under Hughes' guiding pen. Anyone who directed Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles, like Howard Deutsch, was clearly picking up Hughes' vibe. The awkward girl, the misunderstood loner, the promise of a dreamy, messy romance. These films practically defined 1980s pop culture and encapsulated all the feelings that came with being a teen amidst the era's big hair and bright neon. Paul Gleason. This one's a fun shout-out because, although mostly known as an actor, hello Principal Vernon from The Breakfast Club, he's part of that tight-knit circle of creatives who helped shape teen movie culture. It wasn't just the directors, but the ensemble of actors who brought Hughes' vision to life with perfect comedic timing and heart. What's so fascinating about Hughes' influence is that these weren't just stories set in high school hallways or carnival rides. They were like snapshots of 80s America filtered through a lens of empathy, humor, and teenage rebellion. All those teen parties before cell phones made attendance awkward, those desperate attempts to sneak out, the cassette tapes made as love tokens, and of course, the soundtrack that could have only been made in one era. If you ever find yourself humming some classic 80s music while watching an 80s TV show or movie, that's Hughes' world you're stepping into. And speaking of stepping into worlds, if you want to get a real sense of what growing up in the 1980s was like, complete with all that fashion, music, and pop culture, grab a copy of A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's not just your typical reminiscing tale. It's a fun and heartwarming story capturing the small-town kid's adventure through those formative, awkward, and unforgettable years of the 1980s. Trust me, it hits all the right nostalgic notes. So next time you watch an 80s movie and wish you had that big hair or that killer soundtrack on repeat, remember, John Hughes and the directors who swam in his influential waters gave us more than just movies. They gave us a time capsule of growing up that many of us still hold close. And honestly, in a world that moves way too fast, sometimes there's nothing better than chilling with some classic 80s flicks, wearing something outrageously vintage, and feeling all the feels about being young and awkward. Okay, I'm off to find my old cassette player now. Catch you later, and don't forget to check out that memoir for a little trip back in time.